You're listening to the Higher Ideas Podcast, where ideas grow. Connect on Twitter, YouTube, iTunes, or higherideas.net. Now here's your host, I.
Hello, fellow human, and welcome back to the Higher Ideas Podcast. I am recording very early this morning. In fact, my coffee is still brewing here in my Tarapoto apartment. But I just had to get on the mic as soon as possible today to try and break down, to analyze, to explore, to share, to dissect a very interesting moment that happened last night. A very intense moment, a very kind of paranormal moment, a really intense, kind of scary, a moment I've never encountered before. And I mean, the moment boils down to this. I'm pretty sure I almost died last night. I'll get into why in a second, but before I get into all the details, I should probably mention here for the first time on this podcast that my family, that is my parents, my siblings, my extended family structure, they don't know about this podcast. I don't talk about it. I've been devoting so much of my time and energy and myself into this podcast for so many years. There's a lot of material I'm proud of and I'd love to share with them. But very early on, I made a decision that they can't know because it'll limit me. There are certain things that I won't be able to share if I feel my mother is listening, my father is listening. You know what I mean? I mean, what if I want to dig into, you know, deep sexuality or stuff you wouldn't share with your family, right? I wouldn't be able to if I knew they were listening. And the story I'm about to share today, I definitely wouldn't be able to share and analyze if I knew they were listening. So here's to hoping they're not. Here's to hoping they'll never hear this. Because if they did, they would never sleep again as long as I'm in Peru. I mean, they're just worry warts. That's how it is. So for their own good and for the good of the freedom on this podcast, they don't know. So yeah, as I said, I'm pretty sure I almost died last night, and I'm really serious about that. It was a really strange moment. So here's what happened last night. I was out on the town, you know, typical Friday night. Actually, I had a date with a pretty girl, went to the movies, eventually she went home, and I met up with some friends nearby to the movie theater, and we were going to have some marijuana, right? And it was a special celebration this week, some kind of patron celebration, that is celebrating a certain saint, happens a lot over here in Tarapoto. But that's always a big community event, so there's fireworks and a big gathering, and it was a good time, you know. It was a fun evening, having some beers, having some smokes with my two friends. You know, the evening was going like so many other evenings that I've had here so far. And I got to tell you guys, so far, in Tarapoto, in Peru, I've never felt unsafe. I haven't had a moment of, you know, feeling like someone is about to do me harm, right? But things have been getting strange these days. I feel like I'm getting closer and closer to some really real moments. For example, a few weeks back, I was hanging out with some friends again, out on the town having some drinks. And at some point, two of them just went into an all-out fist fight. And I mean, punching each other in the eye as hard as they can. These are two muscly guys, so this was a really, you know, impactful fight that I was witnessing. And I'd never witnessed a fight in my life. And here was this moment that I was thinking, what the hell are you idiots doing? I got in the middle of them, I separated them. You know, there was blood drawn, there was blood everywhere. They both had black eyes the next day. One of them had a bloody eye. I mean, that was an encounter with a kind of energy that I don't know. You know, in my experience in life, I guess I've been pretty sheltered, or, you know, living in a modern suburban society, you know, you don't always encounter this kind of thing in your life. I haven't until recently. But yeah, that was sort of a blip of that kind of really real dangerous moment. And, you know, I walked away pretty proud of myself from that fight situation that time, because I jumped right in the middle of them. I wasn't scared. I wasn't affected by the energy going on. I was the peacemaker. You know, I split them up. and I talked some sense into both of them, real freaking vicious. I mean, I especially the one that started it, who's a friend of mine, I was just telling him, what the hell are you doing? Drawing the blood of friends? Look at this blood, you idiot. What are you doing, man? You're just surrounded by friends. Why are you fighting? You know, just I gave him this whole speech, which seemed to have really changed his life in a weird way. I guess there was an opportunity for healing, right? And I had grabbed it. But anyway, that's beside the point. That's a few weeks back. But last night, I ran into a bigger version of this kind of moment, which, again, I've never encountered before. So we're out, we're drinking, we're smoking, and at some point, you know, they rolled a joint, and they're nervous about smoking marijuana around others here. It's not like Canada or the U.S. where it's more accepted. People feel more like criminals here when they smoke. So one of the two friends said, hey, I know a place, a nice private place around here, my favorite place to smoke. Let's go. So we go. And, you know, it's nighttime. It's at this point 1 a.m., 2 a.m., I've never felt any problems walking around at night in Peru so far. And we eventually got to this park, a long street away from where everyone was gathered. There was nobody walking around. It was very quiet. It's very dark. And we get to this tiny park between two roads. And so we get in there and we keep talking. We start lighting it up. We start passing it around. And when we came into the park, I had noticed two shadows of two people at the other corner of the park. I ignored them completely, but I knew they were there. And, you know, we're talking. I am telling my friends about how my date went and how she went home and I could have done this, I could have done that, kind of analyzing the evening. And they're listening to me, passing the joint around. And now here's where things get weird. I just suddenly get distracted. Now, this has been happening to me for years, okay? It's not just the shaman training I've been doing with ayahuasca, which has been developing this sensitivity to the moment, to energy, right? But in general in my life, I've been aware of other levels of the moment that people seem to ignore. At least most people seem not to sense. It's kind of psychicness, right? It's a kind of psychicness. It's a kind of sensitivity to thoughts going through the air, to moments starting to form, you know, a gathering force starting to congeal. Sometimes you just feel the moment change, right? Or at least I do, right? It's more and more since I've been working with psychedelics. It's really been developing for me. So here I am talking to my friends about this pretty girl, and all of a sudden my brain just is completely derailed by a sense of, whoa, what's happening here? Something's happening. And so I stop talking, and I try to keep going, but I'm distracted, and I don't know why. And this is common when, you know, you're sensing something. You don't know why you're distracted. You just know there's something. It's like your ears perk up, right? If you've got rabbit ears, they just perk up, and they start listening. And you're not sure what you're listening for, but you felt something. So my antennas perked up like this, and I didn't know why yet. But then I see the two shadowy figures, these two guys that were at the other side of the park. They're coming down the trail towards us diagonally across the park to the corner where we are. And I try to just shake it off. You know, there's just two people passing by. I try to keep talking, but the closer they get, the more I feel like this cage closing in around all of us, all three of us. And I'm thinking, man, you know, you had some weed, you're imagining things, you gotta just shake this off, keep talking. But I just couldn't. And the closer they got, the less I spoke. I got completely quiet. My friends got completely quiet, and once in a while, one of them would say, yeah, so this girl, huh, this girl, trying to get me going again. And I'd go, yeah, and I couldn't. I was feeling these two guys passing near us very slowly, very shadowy, and as they got right near us, I started thinking, man, this better not be a situation. They better keep walking. But one of them stops right next to us, like maybe 4 feet away. And the other one keeps walking past us and then around us. So they're surrounding us, these two guys. This is no good, right? This is clearly, I mean, I've been observing the wild dogs on the street here, and I get a flash. These are dogs. These aren't guys. These are dogs. They're doing dog stuff right now, you know? They're closing in around us. This is like, this is bullshit. Why are you doing this to us, right? As the guy that's about 4 feet away from us is just standing there, possibly looking at us. I don't know. I wasn't looking at their faces. The other one who went around us goes into a bush and starts to pee. I could hear him peeing. It's this quiet moment. Nobody's talking. You just hear this guy peeing next to us. And I'm thinking, again, this is like dogs, man. He's like, you know, marking his dominance or something. This is just really... These guys are at a base level, you know? They're like a survival level couple of guys. And I think there's a fight brewing here. And I started thinking, is this just me? Am I being paranoid? You know, just don't say anything. Don't do anything to make it happen. You know, just assume it's not happening. Assume it's only you. And let these guys walk away and let this moment pass. But then I hear my friend say to my other friend, sort of whispering in Spanish, he says, "Hey, man, you ready to fight?" And I'm like, holy shit, this is real. I am feeling this. This isn't a joke, man. I'm feeling correctly the energy from even before these guys came into my vision, into my line of sight. And these two friends of mine also feel there's something wrong right now. We're getting cased, you know, we're getting analyzed. Wow. So it's tense, man. It's tense as this guy's peeing near us and we're all kind of just waiting. It's like we're all waiting, all five of us, just waiting to see what's going to happen after this guy's done pissing. So the guy wraps up his business and then comes back along the trail towards us, right at us this time, and comes right up to my friend who said, you know, "You're ready to fight," to my other friend. And, you know, I just, wow. When they closed in, they both came in on both sides of us. I started having visions. And see, this is where these new senses that ayahuasca is bringing me can get kind of creepy, I guess, because here's what I sensed. I had a vision of my left ribs getting stabbed repeatedly between the ribs. And I kept getting this vision, a knife, stab, 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 into my ribs on the left side where the guy who had urinated was standing. And I was feeling that from him. I'm sure of it. That guy had a knife and he was thinking about attacking me and stabbing me. And I was picking it up. I mean, this isn't like me. I don't just imagine violence like this. I was just sitting there. The more they closed in, the more I just turned into sense mode, just thinking, what am I sensing? Oh my God, what is this? What's going to happen? Okay, pick up everything you can about this moment while not looking at anybody. I was looking down, listening to the sounds around us, sort of in my peripheral, watching where these guys are, watching the motions they're making, but completely focused on the sixth sense of what is this situation and what are they thinking. So the guy to my left had a knife and he was thinking about stabbing me. And then I had the image of a gun being pulled out of a shirt. And I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? Am I in the middle of this moment right now? And I start to realize, of course, I'm a freaking gringo. I'm a white guy, reputed for being rich with endless money in my pocket, right? And here I am in this shady part of the neighborhood at night in a dark park with my two friends. We're smoking weed. And these two guys are here to rob me. And not only rob me, but I can sense from both of them that they're really violent and they're kind of trigger happy. I mean, they could just... One of them is thinking about stabbing me. The other one is thinking, do I pull out my gun? And what can you do when you're in the middle of that moment? For me, it was just wait. Just be calm. Don't generate any tension. I didn't look at either of them, as I said. I didn't look into their faces. I was just trying to not exist in that moment, you know, not connect with either of them. And as the one that approached my friend was having a conversation, I could pick up that they started talking about marijuana and the guy was asking, do you have some weed? And my friend said, yeah, you know, I could sell you some right now. But he also said, hey, guys, you can't come up on us like that, right? The way you guys came up on us, you know, someone might get the wrong idea. You guys just got to be open about this shit. If you want to buy some weed, I got some weed for you guys, you know? And he sort of made peace. He handled it great, by the way. I don't think we would have gotten out of it that easy if he hadn't known how to keep them cool, how to divert them from what they were thinking, because they were definitely thinking about attacking us. So eventually he sells them a bit of weed, and they just go, yeah, promo, gracias, and they just walk away slow. And they were so quiet, the way they were talking to him, it was like whispered, you know, it was just this, they were so shady, there was such a strange energy I've never felt before. And as the two of them finally walked away from us, I made eye contact with one of them, and he was just staring right at me, just analyzing, you know. Man, dodged a bullet, possibly literally. Now, you could say I may be mistaken, but I'm telling you, I've been developing this ability to sense things from others, and it came out of the blue. I just knew there was a knife and there was a gun, and they were both considering using it. And they were analyzing us to see if they wanted to jump us. But thanks to quick thinking by my friend, they just ended up buying some weed and walking back to their spot at the other corner of the park. Now, after they walked away, the tension, of course, lifted a bit. But I just wanted to leave. You know, I told my friend, you know, we really probably should get out of here at this point. Let's just walk away. And my friend was saying, no, they're cool. Don't worry about it. Yeah, they bought some weed. They're okay. But I hadn't told my friends that I detected the knife and the gun. You know, they didn't sense that. They just sensed there was a situation coming, and they were thinking it was going to be a fight. But I'm telling you, fellow human, if that turned into a fight, they had weapons, we didn't. And I knew that. So I insisted, no, guys, we got to go right now. Just let's get up, let's walk away slowly. And we did. And so we spent the rest of that evening kind of analyzing that moment together, and I explained to them, guys, there was a gun, there was a knife, I'm telling you, I sensed it, I know it. We possibly could have died. Some of you may be thinking I'm exaggerating by saying this, I just want to be sensationalistic, but part of sensing energy, this weird sixth sense psychicness I'm describing here, part of that is also feeling gates in life. If you can imagine all of the possible realities that you're living in any moment, right? I believe that many realities are happening at once. I do agree with that. That makes sense to me. If you can imagine all of the realities happening, all of your realities, your possible realities, happening in any moment, if you can imagine all of them like threads running in the same direction, right? And sometimes some of them take off in a different direction, and some of them, you know, merge. This is how I perceive these other realities, these other versions of reality happening around me. And I believe that when you make choices in life, every little choice you make in life obviously changes your future, right? You're changing tracks onto a different version of the path you were on, right? I hope this is making sense. It's early. Please let this make sense to you guys. So yeah, you're jumping threads when you make choices in life. You're jumping to different realities, and that's what choice is. You're not actually changing reality, because all of them are happening. You're just visiting different channels of these many millions of different possibilities for you in any moment, right? And the gate I'm describing is that certain points in life, I have felt all of the threads of my possible realities just get pinched together. It's like all of the threads are going through a hole together, right? So they all squeeze in together, and they can all go into different directions on the other side of the hole, but there's like this gate that everything squeezes through. And these are destiny moments, right? Where you feel like every choice you could have made would have led to this moment anyway. You know, that's a gate. But the gate I felt last night was this. In 50% of my realities last night, I died. That's how close it was. That's how real it got. I felt it. I might die right here. This might just get bloody. I might just get stabbed right now 20 times and die here. I might get shot. And really, right now. And in half of my realities, it happened. And the other 50%, was we get away safe. It was one or the other. It was a polarized gate of what's going to happen right here. It's only going to go two ways. And, you know, thank God I was with the right kind of friends that was able to defuse the situation. And we walked away. But I definitely walked away feeling I just lost half of my lives. That was close, you know? Damn. And thank God I ended up surfing this reality instead of visiting the other one. And if there is a version of me that actually had to experience that, I'm sorry, man. Sorry I took you to that place that night, you know? I know this is weird. I'm talking weirdly. But, look, this is my reality. This is what I live with. My life is strange. I've got some strange senses. I've got some strange abilities. And it leads to these awarenesses of things that I could have been blissfully unaware of if I didn't have this other sense. And every once in a while, when you've got this other sense, you're aware of a moment like this. I was a hair away from dying last night. And in many realities, I did. It's not often you're aware of that. I mean, it's like, you know, crossing the street after tying your shoe, and then a car accident happens, and a car goes flying an inch away from your face and barely avoids you. And you realize if you didn't tie your shoe, you would have been in front of that car and you would have been squashed, right? It's that kind of moment where you realize it was so close. And, you know, I just got away. And that was it last night. I almost died. So definitely an intense moment I've never experienced before. I have never in my life felt such immediate danger of violence, of an attack, of a knife, of a gun. Getting sniffed out like that by these dog-like humans that seem to just be on the hunt. The feeling of, shit, I'm vulnerable. Right? I mean, what am I going to do if this breaks out? It was definitely a humbling moment. It was definitely a quieting moment where I just went, whoa, this is real what's happening right now. This is getting really real. And look, I may be sounding extremely white or extremely sheltered right now because I know there are people who live with this reality all the time. Who live in bad neighborhoods, who live in bad environments, who live in dangerous societies. Just, it's a matter of everyday life. People getting shot, people getting stabbed, feeling like people are casing you, feeling you out, seeing if you're vulnerable, if they could get something from you. And experiencing this for myself for the first time, I definitely gained an appreciation for these people who are living in those worlds. And I could see how that could make you into a sort of a combative or anxious or a person who sees rivalry everywhere and enemies everywhere. I could see how that could really twist a person's minds by constantly being subjected to that kind of moment. I mean, feeling that you're always dodging death, that's going to change the way you live in a big way, right? You might not build for the future. You might not put much value on your life, thinking, I might die any time, so I might as well just do stupid shit, do some drugs that hurt me, or just get involved in this stuff. And, of course, I'm talking about inner-city gang-related stuff, or, you know, ghettos and third-world countries, which I guess this kind of is over here. I got a taste of it. But, man, definitely appreciation to the good souls that have to live through that all the time. I felt it, and it's not fun. And it's a shame. It's a shame that has to happen, that there have to be people like that out there creating that kind of situation for people, you know, violent people, thieves and killers, and you know, oh, man. Yeah. It was definitely interesting getting close to it, but I wouldn't like to do it all the time. But this is where the ayahuasca training also came in. I stayed calm. At the peak of that moment when things got most intense, closest to diverting into the bad future, right? There was maybe a 5-second, 10-second window there where it was like, holy shit, is this it? Is this it? Is it going to happen? When the guy buying weed off my friends reached into his jacket to pay, there was definitely, that was the peak tension moment where it was either money is coming out of his shirt or a gun is coming out of his shirt. Because that's the vision I was getting before it even happened. Him reaching into his shirt, pulling out a gun. So in that shirt, there was a gun and there was money. He pulled out money, bought some weed. They went on their way. We went on our way. Damn. That was a hell of an intense gate. Anyway, during that moment, definitely my heart was, kind of pounding. I had a bit of an adrenaline jolt, but I stayed calm, as I've been doing with ayahuasca, as I've been learning to do through all kinds of difficult, scary moments. I definitely saw the payoff of that as I just was breathing meditatively, kind of disconnected from the moment, waiting for the wave to pass, not getting involved, not feeding it in any way, not even with showing fear or vibrating vulnerability. I was just neutral as I felt this moment. A little nervous, yes, but nothing strong enough to trigger anything, right? Wow. You could say it's my imagination, but I've experienced this sense so many times before that I've learned to trust it, and I know it was accurate. And the fact that my friends also sensed there was a dark moment forming, I think just goes to show that there was something about to go down. My friends weren't aware of the details as much as I was, but I'm telling you, if you frisked those two guys, there was a knife and there was a gun, and they were willing to use them. Actually, kind of anxious to use them. So, that'll be the last time I wander into a dark alley as a gringo on a weekend here in Peru, even in this lovely town of Tarapoto. It was really my own fault for not thinking and walking into this shady situation as a obvious, innocent gringo. Won't happen again. Strangely enough, I have written an article on my phone earlier this week about psychicness, and I was debating with myself whether or not to get into this subject more deeply, but I guess this moment has made the decision for me, right? I need to break into this more with you guys, because I think I could teach you how to do it. So that'll be an upcoming episode or article, not sure yet. But for now, that's it. A slice of my crazy reality over here, working with ayahuasca psychedelics, exploring the depths of human consciousness, the potential of the human mind, and at the same time, starting to encounter these really real moments in my life over here in Peru. They seem to just be getting more and more dangerous, more and more intense. But you know, that's been said to happen to people on the apprentice's path. Apparently, the deeper you go into shamanism training, the more dangerous your life becomes. And I'm starting to see that's true. And every time these moments happen, I feel they are a test happening in real life about controlling my own energy, about sensing the energy happening around me. This was ayahuasca training. Being aware of the energies, knowing how not to trigger them, fully focusing on my sixth sense, and being aware of what's in the mind of others around me. This is what a shaman does in an ayahuasca ceremony, but also beyond an ayahuasca ceremony. This is an ability that is learned and can be kept. Here it was, completely outside of ceremony. Whew. So at the same time, I feel like that was sort of ayahuasca showing up in life instead of in these simulated situations that you'll encounter when you drink ayahuasca to test you in various ways. I'm starting to see that as you continue to deepen your work with ayahuasca, it starts to show up in your life and start to challenge you in life to be brave in the face of danger, to not yield to, threats on your life or whatever, things like that, to not panic. That was absolutely training, as scary as it was, as dangerous as it was. I'm going to tell myself there was something watching over me. And there's a lot I could say about this moment, but that's it. I definitely blew some tobacco when I got back home, thanking the spirits, thanking destiny for keeping me in this positive version of reality and not throwing me into a horrible, horrible experience last night. And man, I hope those two guys can find their way out of that state that they're in, living like dogs. Yeah, they were dogs. That's it. So, fellow human, expect more discussion about this sixth sense kind of psychicness that I have touched on today. If you're curious about psychicness around psychedelics, Definitely check out the related episode links under this episode over at higherideas.net. I will put a link there to the episode called Psychedelics and Psychic Ability, so you can hear more, you know, crazy psychicness stories. And then, of course, if you listen to all of the ayahuasca reports that I have done after that, you'll find it here and there. As I said, it happens. Psychicness is real. We are all psychic. It's just a matter of learning to feel it. And I'm putting together a little something to try and see if I can help you guys along in finding that in yourselves. Thank God I'm still alive. And you can always find this podcast over at higherideas.net. I invite you to join me on Facebook. You can find the links down at the bottom of higherideas.net. And, of course, the book. And if you're curious about ayahuasca, I've written an ayahuasca book that I invite you to check out over at terrorandmiracles.com. So until next time, fellow human, stay safe. And as always, keep thinking.